Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean to tell you, it's quite a time of year to be a sports fan here in Minnesota. Everything's ticking, everything's clicking, all kinds of fun stuff. The Vikings are winning, the Twins are winning, the Lynx are in the finals, the Wild and Timberwolves are about to start up. Gophers are winning. That's pretty good stuff. Renee Montgomery plays for Minnesota Lynx. We'll start there, kind of work our way through this whole thing. I was at the Vikings today visiting with some players. I'll bring you that in the 8 o'clock hour. Ron Scher will be in at 7 o'clock hour, opening a duck hunting season. And Renee, I assume you probably didn't get to go duck hunting this weekend because you had the WNBA finals, huh?
I didn't. I've never actually even been duck hunting, so it'd be a whole new experience for me.
Well, if you guys would quit going to the finals, I could take you out duck hunting.
Wow. All I can think of is Duck Dynasty when you say that.
they ain't all like that, Renee.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, my parents love the show, so.
Yeah. There's a difference between hunting ducks in Minnesota and hunting ducks in Arkansas and Mississippi. You know what I'm saying?
I'm assuming.
they got some back. They got lots of stuff. I've hunted both. They're both fun. They're just different. Renee, that was quite a basketball game yesterday. You guys came out in the short end of. How did it feel when you got done with that one?
Man, well, first of all, I'm glad it was a good one for the fans because obviously ratings and everything are good for our league and helping it grow. But, man, I sure wish we came out on the other side of that one.
What, Williams Arena, my thought was big advantage Lynx early on, particularly in the series and in the first game because it's such a unique place to play. And it turned out to be the reverse of that. Can you explain that?
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Williams Arena, I thought, would be a huge advantage early for the Lynx as the Sparks kind of got used to it because it's such a different arena and venue. But they played very well out of the gate, the Sparks did. I thought they'd be more affected by the floor and the raised floor and, you know, the crowd and all that stuff.
Yeah, they responded well. I mean, they've been a team that's been tested all year on the road. We didn't really expect them to get rattled, per se, by Williams Arena. A lot of people actually asked us, you know, when we first started playing there, I think when we played Washington first, they were surprised how well we shot the ball because, you know, because of the rain floor and everything like that. I don't know if that's very – I don't think there's a big effect. Like, it didn't have any effect on us when we first started playing there. So I don't necessarily know if there's that big of an effect with the court being raised and everything because, as I said, when we played D.C., we had only practiced there 2 times before we played. And, I mean, we shot, 60%?
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think that that's really a big factor.
I tell you what, though, these are two teams that really believe they're going to win because you get down to the crunch time in each possession. I mean, both teams simply believe the ball is going to go in the basket, don't they?
And it did. I think
it did for both teams.
Of the last, 8 possessions, I think each team scored almost every time. So that's the problem with coming from behind because, you know, at a certain point you have to get a stop to win.
Yeah, their game winner was actually a one-on-one, you know, isolation, 15-footer. There's not a whole lot you can do about that one, is it? I mean, that's what it's supposed to be, a one-on-one at the end of the game and made the best person win.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the problem, though. Maybe there's not much we could have done about that shot in particular, but that's what I mean by when you're coming from behind and you put yourself in positions like that, you don't want to be in that position where you're giving somebody the ball with a chance to win the game. So what I think in retrospect with that is we need to put ourselves in a better position at the end of the game.
What, last year you guys went through this, of course, went to game 5 and all those things. Did you learn a lot last year about the Sparks, about the series, or is this a series completely independent of that?
I try to take each season as a completely separate entity and take it for what it is. But one thing I do know coming from last year's series is that, I think there's a crazy stat, all the games we've ever played against each other have been decided by, 15 points total. So I do know that it's going to be a close game. And I do know that every possession is going to matter because, every game is either a 1 or 2 point win, which is crazy. So I do know that every possession matters.
So, do you do a lot different between games 1 and 2, or are you who you are and it's just about effort, concentration, all those things?
Yeah, I mean, at this point in the season, you are who you are. Team can't completely change their identity. Grant you, we didn't do a lot of things well that we normally do. So that's that's what we have to make sure we do what we do well. But yeah, at this point in the season, the leopard doesn't change his stripes.
That's right. And you got a lot of open looks. Sometimes they don't go down.
Yeah. I mean, that's the game of basketball. So like the point is, okay, if you're not making shots, you can't just, you know, let them go, you know, they went on a super run. So when we weren't making shots in the beginning, you know, we have to do, like I said, in retrospect, we have to do better in the beginning to not put ourselves in that position in the end.
Yeah, for sure. And but I tell you what, you talk about that comeback holding the interest of the fans and that flurry. You've got quite a fan base there, don't you?
Oh, man. I mean, the barn was rocking. I had to tweet about it. I mean, it's just, and like I said, it's hard to compare because somebody asked me this. One of the reporters asked me, you know, well, is the barn the loudest the Lynx fans have been? And I'm like, you know what? I don't honestly know, because I'm going to tell you right now, game five of the finals last year at Target Center, I don't know if it can get much louder than that. Like, I don't even know if it's possible. So our Lynx fans, they show up in numbers for us night in, night out. I mean, it could be a random Tuesday, and we're playing, you know, the last place team, and they show up in numbers. So I would just really appreciate the support that we get.
What happened today? Do you have a practice, a walkthrough? What do you do in between games?
We had video. So we came in, we had video, you know, I got in the cold tub, just things to take care of our body and, you know, look at ways that we can, you know, attack things differently. But yeah, it's more of a maintenance day per se. So you kind of take care of yourself, do what you need. And then we had video as a team.
Then after tomorrow's game, you don't play until Friday. Do you fly out right away on Wednesday and try to get used to their court? What happens in a series like this?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to get down there, get acclimated, and just get settled in a sense, because, you know, it's a two-hour time difference. I believe it's a pretty long flight as well. It might be like a four-hour flight or something like that. So just to get all that traveling and everything out of the way, I think that was what we're going to do.
How much fun is it to play in a series like this against a team like this that, you know, it's clearly these are the best two teams in the WNBA. It's clearly they're not going to back off. You know, all the things that go into it, you don't get these opportunities that often. How much fun is it just to go, okay, you're the best, we're the best, let's find out?
Yeah, I mean, this is like the situations that you just dream for, you know, like when you're playing all season, we're trying to get the number one seed. Well, it's to have this atmosphere that we have right here. Grant you, like I said, we didn't win, but just to have this atmosphere to be playing in front of our fans and just to be going head to head with the best. I mean, this is any sports person, fan, competitor, anything. This is the moment you dream about.
And you've seen it in college as well, so you understand those moments, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I've been in a lot of these moments. So, and they never get old. That's the thing. It doesn't ever get old or boring. Like, each time, you know, it's a different type of situation and there's a different struggle or challenge. So I'm here for it. I'm ready.
You know, Gino, your old coach was in town last week.
Oh, he was?
Know that? Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's recruiting a young lady from Hopkins, Paige Becker. So he thinks, you know, she's only a freshman, I think, going to be a sophomore. Maybe she's a sophomore. I can't remember for sure. But he and the assistant coach, whose name I forget, were both here, you know.
Shay Ralph?
What's that?
Shay Ralph?
Let's see, blonde-haired, probably in her 50s, something like that?
Oh, no, that's Chris Daly.
Okay. Well, they both came, so that tells you they're pretty serious, right?
That's the head lady in charge. Yeah, that's serious, all right.
That means they really, really want her, right?
Oh, that's good news for her right there. That's great news.
He must be something, huh, when he gets these kids one-on-one?
Yeah, I mean, when he came to my house, I mean, my parents, it was a shock factor for sure. Like, you know, wow, Gino Arian is really in our house. Like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, what kind of a sales pitch does he give you?
He gave me the straight-to-it sales pitch. You know, he kind of said, like, you know, I know everybody's like come here and begging you to come to their school, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you, though, that I'm going to get the best out of you, you know, that kind of sales pitch. And he was right. You know, normally coaches come and they tell you everything you want to hear. So he kind of went a different route, and it worked quickly.
Well, he was pretty impressive, I guess, while he was here. And it was interesting just because we have, you know, he's been here a few times. But then I was thinking about that. I suppose every WNBA city he goes to, he's got like two or three players almost on every team, doesn't he?
Oh, for sure. There used to be a UConn alum on every team. I don't know
really?
If that's now, but there used to be one to two on every team. So, yeah, he can go. He can't go anywhere without somebody being there.
Huh. Hey, Renee, you guys also stood in unity and joined arms. Was there a lot of conversation about that? What do we got in the political landscape? Is everybody tending to survey now the different athletes?
Yeah, you know, this is not even the first time we've done something of this nature. I think that, you know, it's getting magnified more because now, you know, different sports groups are, you know, chiming in. I think the NBA, you know, there were some comments made about that. And so this is maybe the fourth or fifth time this season that we've done it. So for us, it's not anything new. We've been kind of, you know, we did the whole Black Lives Matter thing. We've kind of been at the forefront for a while now. So this isn't anything new for us. I just think it is new for, you know, it's getting talked about more because now more athletes are joining in, which is great.
What is the message? Just that we're one as a team?
Yeah, just to stand united, you know, as a team, as everything, you know, there's a lot of social issues going on and a lot of the comments being made is trying to make people like divide, you know, groups, divide different races. So, you know, basically we just want to make sure everybody knows we're standing united. So
do you ever feel like, hey, I don't want to get in on this thing. I'll keep that private. Is that a hard thing for athletes to figure out where to inject themselves?
I think it would depend on, you know, the management and the coaching staff. Our coaching staff is just excellent with, you know, they're so, I mean, everyone knows Coach Reed. She's at the forefront of equality for gender, everything, you know. So our coaches make it easy for us to be able to express ourselves. And, you know, our GM, he has no problem with that. So it's very easy for us as a group because we have people that support us. When you don't have management supporting you, I'm sure it could be a difficult decision.
Oh, yeah, good point. Now, tomorrow night, is there anything we should look for different than game one?
You know, I'm really looking for a win, so that is the main difference you should be looking for.
All right. Hey, Renee, appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night. Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet. Renee Montgomery, Minnesota Lynx, game two. That was a wild finish yesterday at Williams Arena. Wildly entertaining. And I didn't see the first parts of the game because the Vikings got back from covering that and just saw the final quarter or so, or whatever it was, 8.5 minutes left. And you go, oh, they're going to get beat today. And then all of a sudden they're back in it and they took the lead. And big players made big shots and for both teams. And it was just a fun game to take in and watch. Even if I think there's great value if your team loses, but they put on a good show. You know, I just think there is. The Wixon Jewelers time is 6:48. If watches are your passion, then Wixon Jewelers is your store. Wixon Jewelers, where are you saying? Well, just off 35W. Where off of 35W? In Bloomington, silly. Parenting. I'll talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour, too. What's the right age to take your son or daughter to a concert by the group or the person weekend? I don't know if it's a group or a person. I can tell you this. After last night, it's not the age 14. I went to my first concert ever that I've ever been to in my life. And don't have to do that again. I'll tell you more about that at 8 o'clock. Do you really have to use the F-bomb on stage all the time? If I hear one more time, hey, Minnesota, let's make some bleepity noise. Do you really have to do that? Lots to talk about the Minnesota Vikings and solidarity and all that. I talked to Xavier Rhodes yesterday about the game and about just that. About during the week, what was it like to go play a chess match with Jameis Winston, somebody that you know from Florida State?
It was good, man. You know, like I said, man, he's a guy that's pretty smart. He's going to do what he do. He's going to be aggressive in the pass. You know, he's going to get his guys the ball.
With the three interceptions, three versus none in terms of turnovers, that's huge, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, our plan on defense was to get turnovers in the secondary. No matter how it was, it could be strip fumbles, interceptions, no matter what it was, we needed to create turnovers.
Before the game, you guys were pretty unified in the national anthem. Just tell me what that felt like and what went into that.
Pardon?
You guys were pretty unified during the national anthem when you locked arms. What did that feel like?
We won. You know, we won in every sport, in every game, no matter what, we won. You all fight the one cause, you know, and that's, you know, just be one.
To show unity, you mean?
Yeah.
There you go, Xavier Rhodes. Big K, you were at the Packer game yesterday?
Yes, I was.
Rooting for the Bengals, obviously.
Well, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, and?
Well, they stunk like they usually do after taking a 21-7 lead.
They had a big lead.
Yeah, and then they started to play offense like they had all season and lost in overtime 27-24.
Did you even notice, was anybody kneeling, whatever, during the anthem?
Honestly, I didn't even think to look.
Because you were just, here's the national anthem, and you're looking at.
And there was a flyover, and I was watching the plane coming.
This has become, a political issue for a lot of different reasons. I got to tell you, and I'll talk more about it later, but I've talked to a lot of guys about this now. And if there's a bottom line to this, it's that the vast majority of them are like, hey, man, I just want to play football, you know? Yeah, I want fairness and I want all this and equality, but I got enough to concentrate on Sundays. Don't be dragging me into this. Live Outdoors next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.